الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has brought us into this very, very, very Mubarak period. The month of Rajab has just passed, which was one of the Ashur-e Hurum, which is one of the sacred months. That alone is sufficient to prove the greatness of that month. And then, in the month of Rajab was the Miraj of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the great lessons that we have to learn from there. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us our full yaqeen that Allah is absolute. Allah's power is absolute. It's just a matter of kun fayakun. Allah just orders. And before that, in kaf meets the noon. Before that already, what Allah has decided, it happens already. Allah's qudrat is above everything. And then Allah gave us the great gift of namaz in the month of Rajab. And that it is one of the Ashur-e Hurum, sacred month. So all the great virtues. So we are in a great, great period now. For which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua also. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab. Now we are in Sha'ban. Sha'ban, we are reaching almost the half of Sha'ban, which will be by next week, the half of Sha'ban. And Sha'ban also is one of the very favorite months of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Allah Ta'ala. The month of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have said that the greatest night in the year is Laylatul Qadr. That is the greatest night. And the second night after Laylatul Qadr is Laylatul Bara'ah, which will be the 15th, which will be next week. According to this year's calendar, next week Tuesday night will be Laylatul Bara'ah, and then Wednesday will be the day, the 15th of Sha'ban. So for that, there are different riwayat, and ulama have taken different views, which is the night on which all the decisions by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes place. In some riwayat, it comes clearly that the 15th night of Sha'ban, all this great events take place. So anyway, so this is the period that Allah Ta'ala has given us now that opportunity to come closer to Him. And this opportunity doesn't always come. It comes when Allah Ta'ala sends it. So in this ayat-e kareema, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is the requirement from our side. That those people who bring iman and amali saliha. So we have to make effort for iman. Iman, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. We are here. But there's no limit and end to this iman. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا. Allah says, oh you who believe, bring iman. That is, bring the reality of iman. The words of iman are there. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. That you have submitted. And now it is for you to make the effort. And this is now the period. So the effort of iman we have to make all the time. And we have to and whatever direction we go in, we make that effort. Then Allah increases us in that way. And that is that Allah blesses us. We are all desperately in need that our trust be only on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, with that level of iman, that we don't look at asbab. Though to use asbab is a sunnah and it is 100% permissible. But a person with iman, like the Sahaba, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was told to drink that poison, as far as sabab is concerned, he could refuse. If you poison, to drink poison is not permissible. But he had reached that level of Iman that he knew that Asbab do nothing. Allah is the sole doer of everything. And he drank all that poison, which would kill a person immediately, and absolutely nothing happened. Crossing over the water, we know that as far as normally, you can't cross the water with your horses also, and with walking and going, walking across the water, it doesn't happen. But when that Iman was at that level. So this is what Allah Ta'ala wants us, is that we should make this effort. And this is the ideal period now that we are in. That now we are in Shaban, the Nisf of Shaban, the middle night of Shaban will be coming. And then we go into the great, great, great month of Ramadan. And Ramadan, that month that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained so many virtues of the month of Ramadan. And then in so many ahadith, and Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said, that is an unfortunate person then who does not take the benefit of the month of Ramadan. So we should consider that how we can work on our Iman. The more we work on it, the more stronger it becomes. And the more we are negligent of it, the weaker it becomes also all the time. And as Maulana explained, the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one major thing. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained, that jaddidu imanakum, that refresh, make strong your iman, biqawli la ilaha illallah, or kama qal alayhi salatu wa sallam, by repeating all the time, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And Allah give us tawfiq that it's not just the words, but we realize that there is no power, la ilaha. There is no ilah, a god, somebody who can do something. There is no one who has got any power who can do anything illallah. Only Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So that conviction has to come. And once that comes into a person, then his life becomes very, very easy. As one of our friends, mashallah, has explained that in the hadith where it comes, that if a person puts his finger in the water and then he takes it out, then just that wetness, or perhaps say at the most one drop of water, compared to the whole ocean, all the seven oceans, how much is that water? And then it's worked out that the seven oceans, how much 1 liter, one, how much of drops of water it contains. The seven oceans, how much of water it contains. And this dunya is not even that one drop. So this is when that Iman will come into us. Then a person won't be concerned of this dunya. And who does that? Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala brings His help and His great aid to those people. It is said that Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah Alayhi, not the famous Imam Ghazali that we all know, but another Imam Ghazali of Muhammad Ghazali of Egypt, also a great, great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says that always, continuously, the fight of Haq and Batil carries on. The two of them are always, the people of Batil are adamant on their Batil. They are working all the time. And the people of Haq, unfortunately, very few and very less. And our effort also is really hardly any. But the people like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, how they made effort. And all the time, Batil was also making its effort. Anyway, he says that the battle carries on. The fight of Haq and Batil carries on till it comes to the very top. And everyone puts his last breath in. If the people of Haq, they persevere, they stay firm on that, on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with Akhirat in mind, with the Deen in mind, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then the Haq triumphs. So it has to be there continuously. In spite of all the adverse and all the criticism and all the things which people say, but you remain firm on Haq, then Allah Ta'ala gives victory to Haq. Haq, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. When جَاءَ الْحَقِّ, when the truth comes, then zahakal batil. Batil vanishes. But that is, and wakanal batil is zahuka. The very nature of batil is that it just vanishes. But the condition is haq must come. And we must make effort. So that iman, that is what is required from us. And this is the period now that Allah has given us, that we can make effort on that iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And amali saliha. And amali saliha are firstly those that confirm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any amal is contrary to the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, then it can confirm as an amal salih. And the other is, it must be done with ikhlas, sincerity, solely and only for Allah tabaruk ta'ala. For that we require ilm of deen, knowledge of deen, and the ulama, those who have studied and who go into the details of everything. And then we need the ikhlas to stay with the man of Allah Ta'ala and to build that sincerity. Otherwise, our nafs is such a thing that it overpowers us easily. And a person, he will be thinking, I'm doing it for Allah Ta'ala, but it will be for his nafs. So therefore, that is also very, very important that a person makes effort in that also. Anyway, then to make it short, Allah Ta'ala says, those who made effort, and this is the period to make the effort now. It's all the time, whole life, the whole year. Not only that a person is only during this period he's pious, and then the rest of the year he forgets everything. No, all the time. But this is now extra emphasis. And the opportunities are here even more greater in this time. So those people who will do that, in Sayyid Alu, Lahumur Rahman, Allah Ta'ala, and here Allah used the sifat of Rahman. When you will make that effort of Iman and Amal Saliha, then Rahman, who is most merciful, who is most kind, who gives without deserving, He will make سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ wudda. Allah will create wood for those people. That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And they will, and people will love them. It is explained in the hadith that with regard to the explanation of this ayat, that those people who make effort on Iman and Amal Saliha, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala Rahman makes this wood for them. That is, Allah Ta'ala announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam that that person who's got this Iman and Amali Saliha, I love that person, you also love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam loves that person, and he announces to all the malaika that Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you also love him. Then that love now, Allah Ta'ala has extended it to all the malaika also. And then it is extended even more, that after that the whole creation loves that person. And everyone has regard and looks at with honor to that person. So that is mawquf, that is dependent on us making effort of Iman and Amali Saliha. And this is, as I say, throughout our lives. But during this period, let us try and pay more attention now. And let us take as much benefit as we can during this time. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give this example that a father promises his son that you pass your exam and I will buy you a motor car, for example, a motorbike, a bicycle, whatever it might be. Now, if the son gets interested in the motorbike, the bicycle, the car, and looks at all the features, and nowadays it goes on the cell phone and all the websites, and he looks at all those things and he doesn't study, so he's not going to pass, he's going to fail. And now after he has failed, and the time when the results came out, he asked his father for his car. Father said it was on condition that you pass the exam. And so just like that, all this is on the condition of Iman and Amal Saliha. Many people, we ask also, that where, Mata Nasrullah, When is the help of Allah going to come? And we see the difficult conditions the Ummah is going through. Where and where and what difficult conditions. But Allah's aid is promised. But it is promised with the condition of Iman and Amali Saliha. That is what we have to work for. Our eyes are on the promise of Allah. Our eyes are not on the duty that we are responsible for. And that what we have to be doing. Our eyes are not on that. And what Allah wants that our eyes must be, that we develop this Iman and Amali Saliha. Iman is a thing which is within, inside a person. Nobody else can see. It is in the heart. And Amali Saliha are outward conditions. And then those are the conditions, these qualities, these amal, like for example, namaz, hajj, roza. Normally the Muslims will know what who we interact with. They will come to know. But the non-Muslims will come to know what our sifat, the qualities that we have got, to be kind to people, to be helpful to people. That will change the qualities of all the non-believers. So we have to make an effort in that direction. And this is the ideal time now that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us to make an effort in that direction. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we realize the what these valuable days are. As far as the Shaban is concerned, the 15th of Shaban, where ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala decides, Allah looks at all our matters. It comes in a hadith that our amal are presented to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And therefore, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept rozas abundantly in this month. That when my amal are presented by Allah Ta'ala and decisions are made for the coming year, then I must be in a state of fasting, which will then naturally draw the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That my banda, there is really nothing stopping him from eating and drinking, especially the nafal rozas, the 15th roza of Shaban, etc. And the more rozas that we should try and keep in Shaban, they are not faraz rozas, and a person voluntarily keeps them. And it's a summer month almost, though it will be going now, it will be more or less spring, the period when our Ramzan will be. But then too, it's a long roza, and some parts of the world, the nights are much more shorter, the days are much more longer. But alhamdulillah, people keep their roza. So in Shaban also, how much we can, we should try and endeavor and try and keep the roza. And then again, as it comes in the hadith sharif, the fasting is one thing, and keeping hungry, staying hungry is something else. It must not happen that we are just stay hungry. As it comes in the hadith sharif, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, many people get nothing from their fasting but the discomfort of staying hungry. That is all what they get from their fasting. And many people who stay awake at night, who make ibadat at night, get nothing but the discomfort of staying awake. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. And for all that, effort is required. Continuous effort that we have to make to try and bring the reality of this into our lives. And this is the an opportunity. Ramzan will come after that Shawwal. Then of course the great month of Zulqa'dah, which is also one of the Ashur-e-Hurum. And then the great month of Zulhijjah, in which Hajj takes place. Qurbani takes place in there. And the greatest day of the world is the 10th of Zulhijjah. The 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat. That is the greatest day. So this is all that period. And how much we try and engage and we build up more and more and this whole period, and we try and reap the benefit from this period. So much we will build our Iman, our Amal, and so much our connection with Allah Ta'ala. So much truth will come prevail in the world. Alhamdulillah. Jamaat also are making what great efforts. And they are sacrificing also so greatly, and the results also are coming. We are seeing, mashallah, people are turning towards Deen, people are turning towards Allah Ta'ala. And also with the Darul Ulooms, the Khanqahs, and there are many, many other efforts also which are taking place. For one friend of mine, we just met him, mashallah, he explained that there are groups of ulama who from here, from the Gauteng area, who go and work in Cape Town. And this group, their mission is to help out the ulama who are living in difficult conditions. And they have found that there are about 500 ulama who are zakatable. Their condition is such. And they also have determined to work, to help those ulama who are living like in Wendy houses. Their lives are just in Wendy houses, to try and give them a nice little, they try their best. So many people, there is one friend of ours from the UK, and his mission is, he goes to different countries, he's most probably working also with a group of them, and their mission is just to help the Ahle Bayt, the people of the family of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They go to different countries and hunt for those people. And many of them are living in difficult conditions, poor conditions, and then to go and help them. So, mashallah, these efforts are carrying on. Allah give us also tawfiq to put our shoulder also to the wheel, and also we also. And the first recipient of the benefit is you yourself. We will get it. And yeah, in this dunya, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us. And then afterwards in the akhirat, you can't imagine. There are so many people, mashallah, what Mubarak Maut they got. And now they are in enjoyment all the time. All that test and trial are now put away. Now they are just in pleasure all the time and leisure all the time. So it is this little while that we have got that we make our little effort. And then we, inshallah, may Allah in His mercy and kindness forgive us all our gunas. And of course, must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy overtakes everything else. It overrides everything else. We just have to turn towards it. Beg Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and ask Him for His mercy. And the other thing is, continuously we have to do is tawbah and istighfar. To ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. We are sinners. Even in our namaz, what is the condition? We made Maghrib, alhamdulillah. But how much of concentration? How much of devotion? What was the condition of our namaz? Now Isha will be here. We will, inshallah, all make Isha namaz. But how much concentration, devotion have we got? So that's all we have to make effort for. So the thing is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who bring iman and do righteous deeds, and with the reality of iman and the reality of the righteous deeds, سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah will create the love for those people in the hearts of the creation. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they went, we can't understand it. It's mind-boggling that those days, the traveling was not easy like it is of today. But how and Allah reward those people who have made those charts and shown that where and where the Jamaats went from Medina Sharif, and they did not rest. Ulama have said that at the time of Hajjatul Wada, there were about 124,000 Sahaba Ikiram, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is the famous version. And only about 10,000 of the Sahaba are buried in Medina Sharif. The balance of them all went out in the path of Allah. And they took this message. So they went right from Medina Sharif to the furthest point in the west, which was Morocco at that time. And they went till there, and how they went. They went in the north, right up to Siberia and all those areas in the north. They went to the far east, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, And by their effort of 1400 years ago, these areas are still predominantly Muslim. And the biggest Muslim population, Indonesia. And all those areas, how? And they did not know the language of the people. The culture was completely different. Weather was different. Food was different. Everything was different. But in front of them was one thing, to spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And they went and they did it. And they spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And those people today, like Indonesia, wasn't a Muslim country. Malaysia wasn't a Muslim country. Egypt, Liberia, Libya, all these, Syria, all these places were not Muslim countries. But how they made an effort, and their culture, how they had brought it, and those people preferred their culture over their own culture. They preferred the Arabic language over their own language. They preferred the dressing of the Sahaba over their own dressing. Everything they had adopted. And they all became Muslims. So it is for us, from our side, that we make effort of Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. And this opportunity is ideal now. This period now, Shaban. Next week will be the 15th of Shaban. The balance of Shaban. And then the great month of Ramadan. And then after that, the Zulqada, Zulhijjah, the great, great months are here. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that Allah open our heart and give us the tawfiq to make effort for this in this direction, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.